Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Ms. Jeanine Schneid.
Thank you so much, Sherry, and thank you, everybody, for taking the time out of your day to spend with us to learn a little bit about IBM BPM BlueWorks. What we'll do today is we'll provide an overview of what BPM BlueWorks is all about, why it's useful, how you can benefit from it, and we'll go through some of the key features that will be available in our initial release of BPM BlueWorks. So with that, why don't we dive directly into the presentation? So if you can please move to slide 2. We announced BPM BlueWorks at Impact 2009, so in the early May timeframe. And essentially what BPM BlueWorks is, it's really a set of cloud-based BPM tooling experiences that's supported with content, a wealth of content, as well as community features. BPM BlueWorks is really targeted at business leaders, business analysts, and business users to really help them learn more about the business value of business process management and why it's relevant for their industry. So we really talk about BPM BlueWorks as having three core components. The first component is around content. So we'll be providing and surfacing up, you know, papers, podcasts, webcasts, interactive demos and scenarios that really highlight business process management trends and best practices and papers that talk about why BPM is relevant and important for your industry or maybe for a specific function like supply chain management or human capital management. The second part to BPM BlueWorks is all around community. So providing community experiences like blogs and forums and profiles that allow you to connect and collaborate with others, whether they be experts or maybe they're novices and they're just getting started, but by tapping into the wisdom of the crowd and giving you the capability to network with others that are interested in BPM from a business standpoint. Now, the third part of BPM BlueWorks is around capturing business process management designs and being able to do process discovery. And you're able to do this in what we call a cloud, right? And this basically means is you've got access to an environment. There's nothing to download. There's nothing for you to install. But you're actually just using a web browser with an internet connection, building, right, strategies and capabilities and processes. Now, all of this is available at no cost. And we launched July 30th. So why don't we talk about some of the features in a little bit more depth. Moving on to slide 3, please. What's the experience like, right? So how we've designed BPM BlueWorks is really allow you to enter in at multiple points because we understand that you and your clients, you're really on, you know, different paths. You're at different points within your business process management journey. But if I could set it up for you in like a crawl, walk, run experience, this may resonate really well. So you can ultimately start with BPM BlueWorks by accessing this wealth of content. And IBM will be seeding demos and papers and webcasts and podcasts and interactive scenarios that are industry-specific as well as functional-specific. But we really encourage you, and we're relying on our business partner community to contribute papers as well, right? And I'll talk about how you can contribute in a couple minutes here. So you could start off, you could start your clients off by pointing to them to some of this content that we have around papers. Then ultimately you can move to accessing pre-built maps. And what we're talking about here are strategy maps, capability maps, and process maps. And I'll get into each one of those maps in more detail in a minute here. You could find and discover maps, and you could import them into your space in the cloud, where you can then take them and extend them. You can also take those maps, and you can download them locally if you wanted to use it in your in-house version. We'll talk about this in a minute here, of the maps. And this is available through Webster Business Model or Publishing Server Feature Pack. So the maps that we'll be going through, you'll see this here in a couple of minutes, they're available not just in the cloud, right, but they're available for you and for your clients is part of a feature pack for PubServer. We also have a wealth of business measures that we were able, you know, to collaborate with GBS and APQC. And so you'll be able to access all of these business measures for your use when you're building out processes, capabilities, and strategy. From there, you could take your maps, you could download them and use them in-house, or you can import them into the cloud. And now we're here on step three, and you can extend them, right? So you can extend them and make them relevant for your business. From there, the process maps that you create can be exported from the cloud, and they can be imported into Webster Business Modeler, right? So we have this nice, easy on-ramp to the BPM suite. And the thinking there is that it allows you to then do you know, simulation and storyboarding and adding forms for human tasks and actually running through something like interactive process design, right? So we have this on-ramp story where you could take those maps that were created by you or business leaders and business users in the company, right, and then export them and import them into Modeler for further refinement. So you can really start anywhere, right? You may, your clients may get BPM. You obviously get BPM, right? And you could just start, for example, with the maps and start leveraging some pre-built maps. Or, you know, you may want to reference some papers, and that's fine too. So moving to slide four, one thing we wanted to make sure was, that was really, really clear is that BPM BlueWorks is really, really designed and targeted towards business users. So just like DeveloperWorks is the avenue for technical people to go get, you know, technical articles, samples, you know, deep in-depth information on just IBM technology in general, BPM BlueWorks is the avenue to be able to surface up this industry and business-relevant content for business people. And so business folks will be able to go in and, you know, leverage this content, find and discover, you know, papers and material that, that really helps them make decisions and get perspectives from other experts in process that have, you know, been doing this for years. And we're actively working with folks outside of IBM to get, you know, to get their support, get their papers, get their blogs and so forth going. I think we have a slide in here on contributions, and so I definitely would love to hear from so many of you on, you know, papers and blogs and so forth, and how you can actively, you know, share your expertise and your expert perspectives with the BPM BlueWorks community. Moving on to slide five, value. So a lot of folks have said, you know, IBM, why are you doing this? Why are you surfacing up so much at no cost, right? Why are you doing this? And, you know, there's a few reasons. One reason, you know, is you, as well as our clients and our analysts have been telling us, you know, you need a single place to be able to, you know, get business-relevant material. We've got a lot of technical information, but you needed this single place where you could access content, tap into the minds, really, of experts through community experiences. And, you know, we hear over and over and over again, you're looking for content to get started with, you know, something that you're able, that's tangible for you to extend and use in engagements. And, you know, we've heard this over and over again. And so that's really why we're delivering, one of the main reasons why we're delivering BPM BlueWorks, right, to be able to surface this up and provide a central resource and an area for you to access this information, right? So by surfacing up interactive demos and scenarios and thought leadership papers, we're hoping that you'll be achieving, you know, time to value much, much sooner and be more successful, of course, right, with your business process management projects. Okay, moving to slide six. You know, one of the key pieces here with BPM BlueWorks is all around community, right? So you'll see we'll be, you know, rolling out a series of community features. For our initial launch, we'll have blogs, and then shortly after that, we'll be rolling out, you know, the capabilities to create profiles and post events and forums and so forth. And so we're really hoping that our business partner community leverages and takes advantage of some of these community features. You know, create a profile, you know, share your skills and promote your skills, because there will be so many eyeballs that will be, you know, going through the community. And so, you know, we just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the features with the community. Moving to slide 7, now here is a little bit of information on submitting content. So you'll see when you go to BPM BlueWorks, there'll be an area where it says something like, you know, submit your content. When you click that link, it provides an overview of, you know, basically the process. There's, you know, terms and conditions that you have to accept, but basically we're looking for papers, podcasts, webcasts, interactive demos and scenarios, maps. There may be some process maps or capability maps that you want to promote. Of course, we don't want anything confidential, and you don't want to share anything confidential, but something to let clients know that you have industry expertise, right? We would take those and we review them. We have a content editing team, and we just review them to make sure that it's appropriate content. And then what we do is we post, right? So there is a review process. We're really trying to make sure that the content that goes into BPM BlueWorks is quality content. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward, and we really, really encourage you to contribute. Moving on to slide 8 now. Now, here's where we'll dive a little bit into the maps, right? So with being able to create these strategies and capabilities and processes in the cloud, what we're really trying to do through the BPM business design tools is really equip and empower business users to really put down their strategic intent, right, in a design, in an area where folks within their team can review, extend, and they can collaborate together, right? So being able to capture a business strategy, maybe it's just at a department level, right? Maybe it's more at an organizational level to say, you know, here's what we're going to do to improve customer relationship management, for example, or here's our strategy for improving our front office operations, right? So from there, and using the strategy maps, you'll be able to capture your goals and your objectives and also some measures. We'll go into a little bit more detail on some of the features with the strategy maps. But from there, you can then link to what we call capability maps. And it's really about refining your strategic intent and looking and saying, okay, these are the core capabilities that I have in my business, right? And do they support the strategy that I've just laid out, right? So you can link your strategy maps to your capability maps. From your capability maps, you can then link to high-level processes, right? Begin outlining and defining, you know, how you do a certain capability, right? Maybe, for example, it's, developing customer care, right? How do you do that, for example, right? Maybe it's account opening, right? That's something that it's a capability in your business that you do. A process map, right, would define how you do account opening, right? So you can create these high-level process maps, and those are the maps that can be exported and imported into Webster Business Modeler. So let's dive into each one of these maps. Moving to slide 9 now, this is a high-level snapshot of a strategy map. Essentially, what you're able to do is capture the core business factors through SWOT, right? What are the strengths that you have as an organization that could positively influence your strategy? You can capture those. Same thing with the weaknesses, right? What are some of the weaknesses that you need to be cognizant of as you're capturing your strategy? Opportunities, right? What's going on in the market, right, that could positively influence your strategy, and it's something that you want to take advantage of, as well as threats, right? What's going on with your competitors, right? What's happening in the economy? What's going on in the market that you need to be cognizant of as you're developing out this strategy? So your strategy map really helps you define this measurable plan with a set of goals, you know, actions, right? How are you going to achieve those goals? As well as business measures, right? How are you going to measure if you're successful? And so those are the core things that the components, I should say, that the strategy map enables you to capture. We also have more of a generic component that you can sort of, you know, customize, right, within the strategy map. So you may have something different than a goal, an action, and measure, and you want to account for that in your strategy map, you can do that. In terms of some of the capabilities, a lot of business users, as we know, work offline, maybe in planes, maybe in trains. You may not have internet access, right? You're still able to work on your strategy offline, and we support a copy and paste notion so you can start developing a strategy map in, let's say, just a document, right? And then take that, you can copy that and paste that into our outline view, and it's saving time. You don't have to do all this retyping, right? The other thing you could do is you could take your strategy map and you could export that to PowerPoint. You can link strategy maps to capability maps. There may be, for example, a paper that you read that influences your strategy. You can attach those papers, right, to your strategy map, and that paper will live with the strategy map as long as the strategy map is still available within your space. You can also color code for visual enhancement. So let's say there may be an action or a goal that's really important for you and your team. You can do some color coding and indicate that, right? So again, this is a map that, you know, you can create, your team can create, you can then take it and extend it. It's all about being able to do this collaboratively with your team and discovering really, you know, your strategic intent and motivation. Okay, moving on to the capability map. So to reiterate, a capability map helps you identify what it is you do as a core business, not how you do it, right? And so within the capability map, you're able to define and highlight core competencies and capabilities and associate those capabilities with processes. Again, you know, you can export to PowerPoint, you can link to process maps, you can add attachments, and you can color code for visual enhancements. From the capability map, you can link to these high-level process maps as well as a BPMN process map, and this is something that we're previewing in BPM BlueWorks. Starting back at the high-level process maps, right, the process maps just really allow you to sit down, right, and begin actively capturing the activities for a certain process. You do not have to be a business analyst. You know, it's simple, you know, it's this step and then this step and then this step and then this step, right? It's really meant, and this is why we call it process mapping, to begin mapping your processes. There's no support for simulation or storyboarding. All of that case analysis, all of that is done in Webster Business Modeler. And we've done that purposely, right? That's our enterprise modeling tool. But the process mapping in DPM BlueWorks, it's really meant for you to begin thinking about the business process. You may have people within your organization that really get the process. They work this process day in and day out, right? That's who should be using, you know, this process mapping tool within BPM BlueWorks. Your business users that really understand the process, right? Versus, you know, the transition, one of the scenarios we tell is you can then take that process, moving, I think it's on the next slide here, on slide 12, take that process. You can export that process as a modeler artifact or as a BPMN artifact, and you can import that into Webster Business Modeler. That is where your business analysts can do more of the refining and the simulation. You can actually run through the process in something we call interactive process design, where it allows you to step through the human tasks, right, so you can see how the process is going to execute, right? So there absolutely is the on-ramp story, and hopefully we've shown that here in slide 12. Moving on to slide 13, we want to be clear on some of the differences between the high-level process mapping and the robust modeling and simulation that you would get in Webster Business Modeler, right? So both BPM BlueWorks and Webster Business Modeler do provide this capability to model and extend high-level BPMN processes, right? But Modeler provides these advanced modeling capabilities such as the simulation and the analysis. You can design forms, right, using the Lotus Forms technology that can come with Webster Business Modeler, doing the storyboarding, right, as well as the interactive process design, right, which is huge because it allows you to, you know, test deploy those process models in a managed test environment to see how the process is going to execute, right? So the enterprise modeling capabilities, all of that is still contained within Webster Business Modeler. But the scenario for BlueWorks and why you would want to do the high-level process mapping is to really have your business people that don't want to use, you know, enterprise modeling software, it's okay, right? They could start mapping out these processes for you. You know, we've really designed BPM BlueWorks to not let the tool get in the way of productivity. you could still, right, you're still achieving value here because you can export those process models and extend them in Webster Business Modeler. Okay? Moving on to slide 14, we've talked to a lot of customers about BPM BlueWorks and a lot of business partners as well, right? And the question is just about sharing, right, the content, and we want to make sure that's pretty clear here on this webcast. So within BPM BlueWorks, how this works is the first person within the company or the team that registers for a space becomes the administrator for that space. And what they can do is they can invite individuals from within the organization or within the team to join that space. The administrator can also invite individuals outside of the team to join that space. So maybe you're working really closely, you create a space, right, but you're working closely with some analyst closely with some analyst in the at your client's site. You can invite them to your space, and you can collaboratively work together, right, in building these maps and these strategies in the cloud, right? Now, no one else can see your space, only individuals that you authorize to see your space are going to be able to see the maps in that space. There's also the notion of, you know, read-only access as well as read and write-only access, and you as an administrator can define that, right? So you could share the maps within the organization. You could also, let's say that you build a map within BPM BlueWorks, you could export that map and you could share it with a larger community, right? And so it's pretty simple to do. And so you don't have to share the map with the broader BPM BlueWorks community, but you do have the choice. All of the content in the cloud, right, it's protected, it's private. You know, only users that you give access to will be able to see those maps. At the same time here, though, right, you do get the benefits of what the cloud provides, right? A low-cost entry, in this case, it's probably a no-cost entry, right, because this is provided at no cost for you. You don't have to download and install any software, right? So there are some benefits for building these maps in the cloud. At the same time, though, we have the maps that we just talked through, the strategy map, the capability map and the process map are available, and I've moved to slide 15 now, as available as part of a feature pack. And this is the Webster Business Modeler Publishing Server 6.2 feature pack. And this sits on top of Webster Business Modeler Publishing Server. And, you know, there are a lot of cases where you may not be ready, your customers may not be ready to begin building these maps in the cloud. And that's okay, right? We understand there may be corporate or government policies that prohibit you from doing that. Some capabilities, you know, customers just want to maintain that in-house, and that's fine. So you could do that through the feature pack. We've got a lot of information available for you, so if you want to get the feature pack, again, the feature pack is available at no cost, right? You just have to have a license of Webster Business Model or Publishing Server. Now, if you go this route, and you bring the feature pack in-house on PubServer, you and your clients could still benefit and leverage the content and the community experiences. Remember, BPM BlueWorks is available for anybody that has an internet connection, right, and a browser. So as long as you come to the site, right, you don't have to start building your maps in the cloud, but you could still leverage, you know, papers and podcasts and the capability maps and process maps, as well as, you know, read the blogs, take advantage of the forums. You could do all of that in BPM BlueWorks, right? Because we talked about three core components. I want to make sure that's clear, right? Content, community, and BPM designs in the cloud. Okay, moving to slide 16. Very important for you as our business partners to understand that BPM BlueWorks strategically in with the IBM BPM suite in our vision. Right? So being able to start out working with business leaders within your clients' organizations or people, process owners, people that understand the process, right? Taking time and building out strategies and capabilities and processes, right, with them, and then exporting that and importing that into Modeler where you can do further refinement, right, and simulation. And taking that, implementing it, deploying it, right, monitoring. BPM BlueWorks completely supports continuous process improvement, right? It's more or less where, you know, getting started, begin scoping your projects, and then doing the on-ramp, if you will, from the cloud into Webster Business Modeler. There are, you know, from, I'm moving on to slide 17 now, many benefits, right, for you and areas for you to participate and be actively involved with BPM BlueWorks. The very, you know, first thing that we can think of, you know, is promoting your BPM experience, expertise, right? So engaging in community experiences like blogs, hosting events, contributing content, right? We have something called top contributors. So if you provide us with more than, you know, 15 pieces of content, you will have your logo posted as well as, like, contact information. So it's just it's a way to promote yourself, right? We really want to highlight top contributors. Again, you know, building new BPM skills, right? You can obviously take advantage and create a space, right? Create the space for you to begin building out your maps. And it's more along the lines, right, of process discovery and scoping your business process management projects, right? You know, get familiar with the tools. Understand the on-ramp to Webster Business Modelers, right? I encourage you to go out there and create a space to begin trying this out. And then ultimately you can use this to build and progress BPM opportunities, right? You can jumpstart your client projects with these maps in the cloud. You could start creating them. You can do it together collaboratively with your clients, right? You can extend them and bring them into Webster Business Modeler, right? You can also, with the feature pack, for example, right, you know, test it out, show your clients how it would work in the cloud, and then import those maps that you create in the cloud into your own, you know version of the maps in-house through the feature pack. So there are many different areas for you to participate and contribute, and we really hope that you take advantage of BPM BlueWorks and the capabilities. And, of course, we want to hear from you, right? We want to know what's working, what's not working, what, you know, additional capabilities you want to see, that your clients want to see. We would love to have your feedback. Moving to slide 18, I already mentioned the registration process, so I won't go through that again. But BPM BlueWorks launches July 30th. We have a link available there. You can see to learn more about BPM BlueWorks and what BlueWorks is all about. I believe that there is also some additional information in Partner World for you to get more familiar with BlueWorks. But, you know, my stance on this is there's really no better way to really understand and get started other than, you know, just start using it. So, you know, we invite you to join BPM BlueWorks and get started by creating your maps. I thank you for your time. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to your rep, your AIM rep, or me. This is Janine Sneed, and you can reach me at jsneed, J-S-N-E-E-D, at us.ibm.com. Thank you so much for your time.